Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Defining the Times of the Gentiles. The times of the Gentiles is characterized by three principal things. Number one, David's throne is unoccupied. Number two, Jerusalem / Israel is under Gentile domination. And number three, God's glory is absent from his temple. A key factor defining the times of the Gentiles is that the throne of David remains unoccupied by a legitimate ruler of the line of David. Israel may have times of limited restoration, and yet no Davidic king. And also, they would consistently be oppressed by the Gentiles. Well, this continues to be Israel's situation to this very day. There is no king in Israel, and even though they are in possession of Jerusalem, yet it is not free from Gentile influence. In fact, sitting atop the sacred Jewish Temple Mount is a prominent Gentile Muslim shrine, which is known as the Dome of the Rock. This is the most prominent landscape feature in all of Jerusalem. It was built by the Gentile Muslims in 691 AD to make the point that Jerusalem was now under domination of Muslim Gentiles. In Luke 21:24, we read, "And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." Parallel passages to Luke 21:24 are found in Matthew and Mark, and both intersect with the prophet Daniel. Matthew 24:15 and 16 reads, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." And again, in Mark 13:14, "So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, standing where it ought not, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." Jesus is underscoring the importance of the background of the book of Daniel for a proper understanding of much of what he says in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. When the Babylonians overthrew Jerusalem in 586 BC and proceeded to destroy the Jewish temple, they naturally figured that it was because of the sovereignty and superiority of the Babylonian gods. But they were wrong. One of the major themes in the book of Daniel is to show that Yahweh, the covenant God of Israel, is sovereign over all, no matter what the circumstances of his people, Israel, may be. Both Israel and the world need to realize that the overthrow of Jerusalem happened because God allowed it, and he allowed it because he was disciplining his people, Israel. And so, in the context of the Babylonian captivity, God revealed this truth to the greatest of all Gentile kings at the time, namely to Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel 4:17 reads, "This decision is by the decree of the watchers, and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men." This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, signing off for now.